Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. Father says today, I will silence the mocker, the one who mocks my favor in your life. I will silence him by the benediction of my blessing that I now release over you. I will silence those who looked at you and chose not to see that which I died for you are my child. And my defense on your behalf will be speedy. Yes, my defense on your behalf will be swift, and my judgments sure against the adversary. So arm yourself with my armor, for it is fully sufficient. Refuse the solutions of man or the insistence that you compromise with the brokers of unbelief and contaminated religious thinking. Don't break your stride, for you're mounting up, even in this season, the very summit of your destiny. My hand now brings blessing, provision, and resources from the treasuries of my glory. You will hear, you will see, you will know, and sink your teeth into the substance and not just the possibility of the fullness of my blessing and purpose in your life. Don't be discouraged by those who voice doubt or fear. They're not from me. Remember that you're not alone. I've placed people around you, people in your life, and even angels who will support and encourage you. Lean on them, call on them in times of trouble, and don't be afraid to ask for help. I have a plan, a good plan, to prosper you and not to harm you. As I said in my word, to give you a hope and a future. Don't give up on my intent, even when things are difficult. Trust me, says the Father. I will lead you to the place, even the blessing place I've prepared for you. You are precious to me, O my beloved, and I love you with an everlasting love. Never forget that in Christ, through the work of the cross, you are worthy, yes, and fully eligible for all my love and grace to afford you of my promises. I rejoice over you, and I'm excited to see what will be accomplished in the days ahead. Go forth with confidence, knowing that I am with you every step of the way. For I am the God of the impossible, and nothing is too difficult for me. So don't be afraid to dream big. Don't be hesitant to pursue your goals with passion. I equip you this day with everything you need to succeed. I am your strength. I am your shield. I am protecting you from all harm. Don't be afraid of the future. I'm your provider, supplying you with all your needs according to my riches and glory. Don't worry about tomorrow. I'm taking care of you. I am your peace. I will give you rest for your weary soul. No more being anxious or troubled, for I'm in control, and I am your joy, filling your heart with gladness. Don't be discouraged or downcast any longer. I am your hope. I am your everything. I am all you need. So putting your trust in me, know that I will never let you down. Go forth in my name, child, and shine for my glory, for I am with you always.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.